Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad's joining us for the second segment. Always nice to see you, Grad.
Thank you, Conway.
I got an email here. We got an email. I guess all four of us here. It says, Dear Conway, my boyfriend likes to wear my underwear.
No.
Jerry, please. Not just before we have sex, but all the time. He's not gay or anything. He says he's just, well, likes the way it feels. Much of women's underwear is lace and satin or silk, and men's underwear is usually cotton. It's not surprising that there are men out there prefer women's underwear. There are women who prefer men's boxers and briefs, but men who prefer to wear women's panties? Is this normal? Is it something that all guys go through? Should I be worried? It doesn't bother me. I actually kind of think it's a little sexy. But I was wondering if there was something else going on. Wondering in Valencia.
Huh.
Your opinion, ma'am.
Not hot.
Not hot?
Not hot. I'm gonna go ahead and pass on my boyfriend wearing my G-string.
All right, girls, fellas, if you want to chime in on this, if a guy is wearing her underpants, is it weird or is it just something guys go through? And I got to be honest with you, I missed that phase. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I do understand why guys would want to do it because, first of all, you know, men's underwear, it's cotton. It's not as soft as women's underwear. And no guy uses the fly in his underwear anymore.
Why not?
Everyone goes over the fence.
Really?
Yeah. There are almost zero guys who use the fly.
So that trend is over.
Yeah, it's just so tough to, you know, to get navigate in and out of the barn door.
Right.
That you just go over the fence.
Huh.
And I think that all guys do that. I don't know. Let me ask Randy in there. You go over the fence, you go through the fly.
I go way over the fence.
Yeah, Jerry Gomez, you go over the fence?
If I think I know what you're talking about, no, I go through the fly.
You do? Wow, look at you. by the way, we'd like to like for you to answer in Spanish now on Mr. Gomez. Jerry Gomez, what do? You go over the fence?
Yo quiero fly.
Okay. All right, here are the phone numbers. Is it weird if a guy is wearing her underwear? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean the guy's gay, does it? Or would you think he would? Like, let's say you're going out with a guy, and 2 or 3 months into the relationship, you turn around, he's wearing your underwear. Would that flip you out?
Well, it's startled me in the past.
Wait, it's happened to you in the past?
Yeah, it's happened to me in the past.
What happened?
I was at his house, and
just recently? Is that what you don't want to talk about?
No, this is a while ago.
Right.
And he was changing, and I said, "Whoa, baby, what'd you going through my drawer there for?" And I thought he was just being like funny, and it was supposed to be a joke. His face turned bright red, and oh yeah, I was kidding. I was like, "But you weren't expecting me to be home now, so how?"
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. How did you? What's the joke that you prepared for me? And we never talked about it again.
And the relationship ended shortly after
that? Well, yeah, we're very much not together now.
Really?
Yeah, do you think it's weird that I'm all for a man having a baby, but I'm completely repulsed by my boyfriend wearing my underwear?
Well, I understand why guys do it. And if they made men's underwear maybe a little softer, maybe out of silk, maybe out of lace, where a guy could, you know, sit around and be comfortable, maybe, you know, guys would enjoy that. But then on the other hand, it's not weird for a woman to put on boxers.
No, guys kind of like that sometimes.
Yeah. Why is there a double standard here?
I don't know.
What's going on with you?
But here's my question. Do you like, you wouldn't like the cut, though, of like a high French cut?
Well, you know,
I don't think
the high French, you know, with the string going up your ass, I don't think that's the look. But I think that, that many times, like the full, you know, silk panties of a woman, hey, listen, you know, if they're comfortable and that guy wants to wear them, you know, this is 2008 where we're all blending into one sex.
Right.
What's the deal? What's the problem?
I don't know why I just can't get on board with that.
You're out, huh?
It's not hot.
What if they made them in a different color, like black, you know, not pink?
No.
Still nothing, huh?
I don't think so. I'd like him very much to wear his own underwear.
I'm here I'm queer. Get over it. That was an old show I used to do up in San Francisco. That's the name of the show.
K-Gay?
Yeah, it had nothing to do with me. It was just the name of the show. I'm here. I'm queer. Get over it. All right, let's talk to a Travis in Los Angeles, show 97.1. Guy's wearing the chick's underpants. What do you think?
I think that guy is definitely gay.
You think so?
She said that he likes to wear it before they have sex.
Well, he said not just before sex. I'll read it to you again in case you missed it.
No, I know, but just she said that, like, he does put them on before sex.
Right.
Like, that must turn him on, I guess.
Yeah, it says his boyfriend likes to wear underwear not just before we have sex, but all the time.
At least he is metrosexual, I think.
You think he's bisexual?
Actually, yeah.
No, Travis, metrosexual is like, a nice boxer brief. This is straight homo.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, get out of here.
I've never heard of a guy doing that.
Ah, you guys are all crazy. Got to give the guys a break nowadays. What's wrong with the two of you or three of you? All right, let's talk to Leo here in Costa Mesa. Leo, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, bud, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, about a month ago, I went on this date with an older woman, like a cougar, went to the hotel room, and she sticks out this thong with this little stringy thing, like this red velvet cover up front.
Right.
And she asked me to put it on. And I've been drinking enough, and I really wanted to get laid, so I put it on. And let me tell you, the most gayest thing I've ever did, and I'll never, ever, ever do it again.
Did you get some, though?
Yeah, I got a lot some, but I couldn't enjoy it because I had this stupid floss on my butt, and I felt gay all the time. So anyway, that's my piece. Good luck. I love your show.
Take care of yourself.
Poor Leo.
There he goes. Leo Quinones, man. Wearing those women's underpants.
Acting like he doesn't want to see 30-foot junk on the You Suck Sarah Marshall
movie.
Yeah,
it's been a weird night for Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like he's talking about all the penis in the Sarah Marshall movie, and then he's talking about how he wears women's underwear. Big night for the film freak. Maybe he can just lose film out of that title.
Just the freak.
Yeah, he's just the freak, man. Look at that dude. All right, Brian in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Weird for a guy to wear a chick's panties?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say this is absolutely ridiculous, and the fact that the question is even proposed is even more ridiculous. Because, first of all, the lady that's on the show, you're wonderful. I love your comments.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
It's Gina Grad, everybody.
Brian. I'll send you a prize, Brian. I won't forget about you.
Wonderful. I just want to say, I question any man who does those kinds of things. I just, I don't find it normal, and I know that that word isn't tend to be used a lot in society, normal. You know, there's always so many euphemisms put onto what, you know, to me it's right and wrong, it's black and white, and that's that. And to me that's gay and gay, and there's no such thing as a metrosexual.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
But in 2008, when guys like Adam Carolla are the trendsetters, where they're breaking all the molds, and he goes on to do Dancing with the Stars. Before he did that, you probably thought that was a gay move.
No, actually, I've done ballroom dancing myself. So,
Wait a minute, Babo.
Pot kettle, have you met?
Yeah, you can't call up and say you do ballroom dancing and then get down on this guy for wearing his chick's pants.
I was in the military, and I went to various functions and so forth. And you had to know how to dance with some sort of class with a woman on the dance floor.
That's kind of
nothing wrong with that.
All right, dude.
But hey, Carolla rocks. You guys rock. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
It's gayer than gay.
All right,
had to get that in.
All right, Leo's back for his third appearance on the show tonight, talking about him wearing women's underwear. Did we get it right?
What are you on? That was not me.
What are you talking about?
You're such an idiot. I'm driving home. I was just groping the bod squad, having a great time with a Miller-like girl.
Right, and then you said you wear the chick's underwear.
You know, Conway, this is how things get started, and you can't ever squelch them. Remember 2008 when the underwear story came out? That wasn't me. I didn't bang some cougar. I didn't have any butt floss going up my butt.
You like the cougars and the butt floss. Is that what's going on with you, dude?
Hey, you know what? From the guy who says, you know, if two guys are talking about movies for more than 5 minutes, they're gay.
That's
you're pretty
gay.
Hot on this women's underwear thing.
Leo, hey, listen, you can, you know, you called us buzzed the second time and told us about that. No, okay, I'm just saying, that wasn't Leo Quinones. This guy's a stud. You're right, Leo. That wasn't you at all.
Yeah, it's everybody else, Leo.
Everybody else wears women panties but you. You're right, buddy. There he goes. Ah, is that guy riled up? Must have had a great shark he's run down there.
He has such a split personality. I do. I don't.
Ah, says he. He calls for the first time. Hey, let's promote the movie. Second time, I wear chick's underwear. Third time, that wasn't me. Hey, I never heard the term cougar before last week, and I've heard it four times this week.
You've never heard it?
I've never heard the term cougar.
Really? And you know what it is, right?
It's like a 40 to 60-year-old chick who's out there at the bars trying to get young guys.
On the prowl, yeah.
I never heard the term cougar.
Really?
But tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we're going to do a thing called Cougar Dating, where we have Sam Phillips with us, who's, I don't know if she considers herself a cougar. Does she consider herself one?
Considers herself the queen of the cougars.
Queen of the cougars.
Sure.
All right, there she goes. But she'll be in tomorrow to irritate everybody. And she'll also come in with a cougar, and we're going to set up one of her older friends with younger guys. 8 o'clock tomorrow, right after Adam Carolla calling in.
They're probably pretty hot.
It's a big night tomorrow night, man.
It's Sam's friend. She was a penthouse pet. She has to have hot friends.
Yeah, she emailed me the picture of the chick. Yeah, she is very
hot.
Yeah, but she's in her like mid-40s.
Wow.
You know? All right, this guy is wearing chick's underwear. This chick emailed us, "My boyfriend likes to wear underwear, not just before we have sex, but all the time." He's not gay or anything. He's just a little like, it feels good. Why not wear it? Much of women's underwear is lace, satin, or silk, and men's underwear is cotton, so it's not surprising that some men prefer women's underwear. Look at that, man.
It has to have something to do with the cut, though, because they make silk boxers. If it was just about the fabric, he could be accommodated in his own genre.
Yeah, but they don't make silk, like, underpants for men, right?
Panties.
Do they make that in silk?
Not to my knowledge.
All right. I'm sitting here with the ones I wear. I mean, I'm like a real dude because my underpants are made out of burlap.
Does Kirkland make satin underwear?
Yeah, that's funny. Adam McAdoo, I wear Kirkland, which is the name brand from Costco. And my pants, socks, shoes, shirt, everything's from Kirkland. And he started calling me Tim Kirkland Jr. F that guy. F Adam McAdoo. F them all. It's like Charlie in Anaheim. Charlie on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
All right.
Definitely not cool to be wearing them. Kind of reminds me about 15 years ago in college. Played for one of the local junior colleges for football. And for Turkey Bowl, we'd actually put the pads on and play full contact football, you know? Well, one of these guys, instead of wearing like what we used to do, we'd wear tights or spandex, and he would use pantyhose. And it was just so weird that we always wanted to nail him every time he had the ball. So, I don't know, just something about it is really, really weird.
Yeah, I understand. Cool. I don't understand guys wearing pantyhose. But, you know, Joe Namath did it. I think he did it in the Super Bowl. No, he didn't do it in the Super Bowl. But he used to wear it under his uniform because he said it kept him warm.
I thought that was relatively normal for football players.
No.
Just my dad.
I think if you walk around the clubhouse, you're playing for the Detroit Lions and you got pantyhose on, I think there's some explaining to do, Ricky. I think so. I don't think it's that normal. All right, let's talk to Shannon in Ventura. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, baby?
Hi.
All right, you're 32?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you've had your share of boyfriends. You married?
I have. Yes.
And what if your husband wore women's underwear? Would that flip you out?
I think it would flip me out, but only for, the aesthetic reason, just because, what it does to the junk.
Right. Yeah, it'd have to be very accommodating.
It pushes it all up, and it gets all, freaky looking.
Well, as if it's not freaky looking to begin with.
Yeah, and then it gets all pushed out of shape, or, moose knuckles.
Oh. Have you ever heard that term?
Moose knuckles?
Yeah,
male camel toe.
Oh, yeah. No, I had not heard that term, but I can get the visual pretty easily.
That's what it reminds me of, is that big old moose knuckle.
A big old moose knuckle.
All right, baby. We thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes. Shannon, man.
That's class with a capital K.
All right. Let's talk to a Jose in Garden Grove. What do you think about guys wearing women's underwear? Are you in?
Yes, I am.
Is that right?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
You know what? I don't think it's bad, especially if he has a girlfriend, you know? I mean, if it does it turn her on, too?
Dude, you're gay.
It's my question.
Yeah, Jerry, please. Yeah, but Jose, you know as well as I do, that S doesn't fly in the Hispanic community.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not saying I would do it.
Right.
But you I'm just saying if he wants to wear it and he's got a girlfriend, why would that make him a homo?
Yeah,
you know,
I know, dude.
That's what I heard her say. You know,
you're a very progressive young man. You're a very progressive young man. And I imagine, are your parents still married?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. See, look at that. I nailed it.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy was very well raised. He's very open. But you try that in some parts of this city, and that'll get you killed.
Don't try that in my neighborhood.
You know what? Honestly, I live with a bunch of girls. I mean, I never wear their underwear, but I don't think they would mind if a guy wears an underwear.
How many girls do you live with?
With four.
Who are they?
My roommates.
Just friends?
A bunch of friends, yeah.
Are any of them hot?
Yeah. Well, you know.
They must be new.
They're my roommates.
They must be an earshot.
I can't comment.
Yeah, no, but you could comment if they were hot.
A couple of them are.
Yeah. Have you tried anything yet?
No.
Are you planning on it?
Nah.
How many of you live in the household?
Five.
Jesus Christ. You live with four girls. Please, Sophia. I'm trying to do a show here. How many bedrooms?
Four.
So you got your own room, and then they got two of them split a room, and the other two have their own room.
No, actually, it's sad. I live in the garage, you know. Yeah.
It gets better and better. Why?
Well, it's a big mortgage, so, you know, it's... I gotta do what I have to do.
Who owns the house?
I do.
And you're living in the garage?
Yeah.
That's very chivalrous.
I live most here, but you know, it's hard.
What does it cost you? I mean, obviously, you're paying less than the chick living in the master bedroom.
No, I'm paying more. I'm paying more than everybody here.
Do you ever go to business school?
That's some fuzzy math.
No, you know, honestly, it just costs too much to live here.
Right. What is your mortgage payment?
I need all these roommates in order to, you know, keep me
afloat. Right. I understand. The times are tough for a lot of people. What is your mortgage payment?
$4,200.
Wow. How big's the house?
It's about inside 2,000 square feet.
Where? What area?
And then all together, it's like almost 5,000 square feet.
In Garden Grove?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, good for you, man. I don't know. I don't understand the thought process about buying a big house to live in next to the Honda, though.
I got kind of stuck in it, but it's good. I mean, it's something that I'm managing right now, and in the future, it's going to pay off.
So I hope so.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
Jose, I have a quick question. Is it a double car garage?
Underwear, though.
That's quite all right. We'll
all
talk.
All right, Jose, you're a big stud, dude.
All right.
Good luck in that garage. All right. There he goes. I don't get that at all, man. Guy buys has a house that's probably worth $700,000 with that kind of mortgage payment.
Don't you think that's some fuzzy math he was giving you?
It's odd.
Yeah.
Probably even more than that. I bet it's an $800,000 house. The guy's living in the garage.
He owns it.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, maybe good luck with that. All right, we got an email. My boyfriend likes to wear my underwear, not just before sex, but all the time. He's not gay or anything. He just likes the way it feels. Is this alarming to anybody? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. When we come back, we'll talk to Victor, who says that somebody who works at 97.1 wears women's underwear all the time. Find out who that is when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad joins us, and we're about 15 minutes away from the big weigh-in here, live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad joins us, and we're about 10 minutes away or so from the big weigh-in. And we'll see how much we all weigh here on 97.1 Free FM. Also, Elaine from Shape Fitness will be coming in to yell at us to tell us to get in shape. We're going to die. That should be fun. And a chick has written an email here wondering in Valencia's how she signed it. Dear Conway, my boyfriend likes to wear my underwear, not just before we have sex, but all the time. He's not gay or anything. He just likes the way it feels. What's up with that dude? Victor in Inglewood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, how are you, dude?
Not too bad. Hey, First of all, comment for Jose. He deserves to be in the garage because he's a tool. Not trying to score with those girls. And but, you know, your boy Bonaducci's the one who's admitted when he was on the Corolla show that he wears the shorty shorts that he buys at Victoria's Secrets. So he's one of your one of the fellas that likes to wear the girls' panties.
Well, well, well. Just when you didn't think this station could get any weirder.
And that, he's freely admitted on the air, so that's one
guy. He's a pretty open book, that dude.
Yeah.
So he owns it. He owns, like, big women's panties and wears them on the
No, he wears those,
right?
I think he said he wears the little mini shorts.
Oh, God.
Underwear that he buys at Victoria's Secrets. And he was complaining that he couldn't find the right colors, that all the colors were too feminine for him, but... The fact that he actually went out and bought them,
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Yeah, but I don't understand the move to the dressing room to try him on. Is that alarming to any of the chicks who work at Victoria's Secret?
Well, I guess because he's a celebrity, they just leave him alone, but
Isn't that when the chick on the at the counter calls 911?
Pushes that silent alarm?
All right, dude, thanks for calling. Is that true, Randy? You know about a lot about this station.
Well, I sat behind Danny Bonaducci for a year when I was doing the dump on the Corolla show and when he was on it. And a lot of times he'd bend over, I'd see him wearing red cotton panties, or do they call them boy shorts?
I don't know.
The Gina, what do they call the little boy cut shorts?
Yeah, little boy shorts.
Yeah, so he'd wear those too. And he'd be taking his pants off a lot during the show.
I got to ask you one question, then we'll press on. What were we doing checking out his ass?
It was right in front of me. What do you want me to look at?
All right, Tom in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Tim. It's Tom.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, you know, I think it's all about feeling bigger.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I don't know. I like to let it ride. I don't like being bound.
Okay. Is this Christopher Walken?
No, never.
I think it is. Christopher Walken. I saw you on Saturday Night Live.
Well, I'm glad you saw me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to say, it's really just about feeling good and being yourself.
All right, dude. Hey, congratulations on being on SNL, dude. By the way, I think that's got to be his last appearance on Saturday Night Live. Did you see him?
No, I didn't. Was it terrible?
Ah, Babu. The guy, all he did is read the cue cards and just stare at him.
People don't care, though. He has such a cult following.
I know. I don't get it with that, dude. I really don't. Let's talk to a Frank in Westwood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Timmy, my boy, you are the boss man.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, and your G girl there, you got to keep her on her show. She's
yeah,
bound.
Yeah, Gigi over
Frank.
Here.
Although yeah. Somebody said they assumed I was ugly because I had a, I guess, a hot voice. So.
Well, you know, what's the rule? Most girls in, most women in radio are not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the rule.
I think this may be the opposite. Anyway, you know, stop and think about it. This guy has got to be gay. He's just not out of the closet yet. He's just not. I mean, what's next? Is he going to be strapping on the B cuppers, maybe borrowing her Massengale?
Yeah, that's true, dude.
I mean, they make men's underwear in many different fabrics, stuff that feels good, that's tight, that holds the package the way it's supposed to be held.
Yeah, maybe he's bisexual. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, Frank, thanks for calling. Hey, Gina, would you date a bisexual guy?
No.
Would that turn you on?
No.
If a guy like, hey, well, I'm going to get a three-way go, and he brought another dude in?
Here's the thing.
Would it be over?
It was over.
Oh, really?
Same
that
guy.
Happened?
Same guy.
Wait, same guy. You were dating a dude.
He knows that I'm super open-minded and I'm, you know, kooky, you know, liberal and crazy. And we were out one night and I saw him making out with a guy.
At a bar?
Yeah, at a bar.
Is that right?
I was, at first, you know, I was infuriated, actually.
Right.
I was infuriated.
Did you, when you looked at it, did you hope, like, for a second that... Maybe that wasn't him. Maybe you were just drunk and you assumed it was him.
I think I almost hoped for a second it was a chick. And then the guy...
He was kissing a guy?
Yeah. And the guy wasn't like some manly guy that would be interested in like everybody. You know,
right.
Maybe he was like, girl, get away, bitch. I'm like, whoa.
I mean, how many signs did you have to go through before you got out? The guy's wearing women's underwear. He's kissing a guy at a bar.
Yeah.
I think you're too super-duper open-minded.
Do you want to hear the most tragic, pathetic part of the story?
That you're still in love with him.
He dumped me.
He dumped you.
Hey, Tim. I'm a catch.
Jesus Christ. You still didn't get out after you saw him making out with a guy?
No. The codependent rule is that that makes just makes you want them more.
Wow.
Just makes you yearn for that approval even more.
All right. Yeah. Shauna Woolsey, everybody. Oh. Here she is. Jesus Christ.
Then he peed on my clothes.
All right. We're going to come back and weigh in with Elaine from Shape Fitness, and she's going to tell us how to get in shape, if it's possible for the four lunatics on the show to get in shape. Come on back, and we'll do a big weigh-in. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.